This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We have a regular segment here on the Bloody Marys called Scando News. Normally it's something we get Lindsay to do. Lindsay's seeing her family today in country Victoria. So she's left it in the, I was going to say hot little hands, but really your hands appear to be quite average and I don't know how hot they are. She's left it in our hands, which also means I have to do the introduction as well. So I hope you're ready for my beautiful voice. It's Scando, Scando, Scando News.
I seriously am pinching myself. I cannot believe that I get an opportunity to do Scando News.
I know.
And did that sound meaningful?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, because I'm serious, like, I didn't want to do it, but... all right, but in the honour of Lindsay, and Lindsay, I know you're listening, so apologies in advance, and I'm going to give it my best crack. So, according to the UK Independent, a Danish bank announces negative interest rates for millionaire savings accounts.
Negative interest... What does that mean?
Do you know, I wanted to look at your brain then to when... So, you deposit money.
Huh?
So that's the theory of banking, right? Savings accounts earn interest when you borrow. So loans, mortgages or personal loans cost you money. So
Correct. The
money that they make from the loans, they pay a little bit, not all of it obviously, to the savings account holders. And that's kind of the, and then excluding admin fees, all that shit stuff. So what this Danish bank, right, the economy is obviously that good. If you deposit, say, like you go, Greta gets her checkbook out, deposits $1 million, it will cost you 0.6% for them to look after that $1 million. So you don't actually earn interest. You pay for them to hang on to your money. Negative interest rates. So it's the...
Wow.
Let me have a look. The chief executive of Joyce... Is it Joyce or Joyce Bank?
Well, that's the thing with Scando News. None of us are fluent in any of the languages in the Scandinavian region.
Anders Dam, his name is.
Uh-huh.
He says that the negative interest rate environment has characterised the Danish market for almost continuously for 7 years. We've always believed that the negative interest rates were temporary. It now turns out to be more permanent. Duh. Like, sorry, Anders, but, well, yeah, more than 7 years. I just, it fries my brain. Like, I know even in Australia, with our interest rates, there's not a massive return, but to have to pay. But fear not. Well, I fear not, because it's only for those with accounts that have more than 7.5 million Danish krona in their account.
Right. So you could probably afford to pay.
I would assume so, yeah.
Well, you would hope so if you
fear. Now... Knowing what you normally do, Greta, when Lindsay reads the Scando News, you normally find a really challenging question to put pick holes in her preparation for it.
Uh-huh.
So I did thoroughly research this way too much.
I think you have hit, you've picked up your hammer and you found a very rare nail in my drawer of nails, which is the nail marked No Further Questions.
Wow. There you go, Lindsay.
I don't know what to say.
Silence from the other side.
I wonder how much that is in Australian dollars.
7.5 million krona.
Yeah, you
can tell you in pounds.
I'll search.
So it's 916,000 pounds. So I reckon while you're doing your calculator, it'll be about 1.4 million Australian.
Yeah, 1.2.
Oh,
you're very close.
I was off. I was never good at maths.
Well, there you have it. I mean, I really don't know what else to say.
No, me either. Just quietly. That's the Scando News for you this week.
I think you've equaled Lindsay's level of just sort of flat.
Oh, thank
news,
you.
Not presenting skills.
When was the last time we ran a bank in an interest rate story on the Bloody Marys? Are we going to be doing business and money advice next week?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.